Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host, Tim Taylor.
Yes, sir.
What is going on this week, Tim?
Oh, man. Football.
Are we talking American football or not? Because you, Liverpool won, and my West Ham lost, got bumped down. Liverpool's doing very well right now.
They look good. New faces in the midfield are helping out.
Yeah, I'm a little bit jealous, but it's still so early in the season. But I had high hopes for the game this weekend, and West Ham had scored first and then ended up not winning. So that was kind of a bummer because it was a tough game.
That is a tough one in Premier League. That hurts more than hockey for sure.
Yeah, but they're also playing Man City, so.
Yeah. I had to feel really good to score that first goal then.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I was psyched, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it's Man City's league. We're all just playing in it.
Yeah, exactly. But were you talking about that football, or were you talking about real American?
Talk about my Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh, my God.
One or two overtimes last night. Shades on. Shiloh.
Completely all in.
So all in. I ain't even scared of Oregon.
Oh, man.
That game was sick.
I keep catching parts of
the blowout it needed to be. But
I keep catching parts of the Colorado games because, and there's so much hype around them right now, and everybody's all in.
For you last night, it was so late. I mean, it went till 11 my time.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not watch that one.
So it would have went till 2 a.m. for you.
Yep.
Hell of a game. Just a lot of fun to watch. Fun team. I love the story. The whole family's getting involved. Pick six from Dion's other son, Shiloh. Shador went for over 300 yards. Heisman still in play. Colorado Buffaloes. And then today, we got the NFL going. It's been a good day. Been hitting some parlays, moving on.
Yeah, I definitely didn't watch any of that last night. When I got home, I was pretty beat, so I wasn't ready to stay up until 2 a.m. watching a college football game, I'll tell you that. But last night was the centennial takeoff, or the Bruins revealing the new jerseys, and a bit of
live from JetBlue era hangers.
Yeah, I could definitely say I've never been in an airplane hangar before, but not anymore. I can't say that. It was interesting. It was definitely a cool event, but.
What was the temperature outside, and did it dictate the feeling in the hangar?
No. The temperature outside was, like,
hot?
No, it wasn't even hot. It was just, like, normal. It was nice out, but it wasn't hot. It wasn't cold.
60s?
I would say, yeah, maybe, like, 70. But it was super windy because we were supposed to get hit with a hurricane, or I guess we got just a little bit of it. So, no rain or anything, which was nice for once, but... it was definitely weird. It felt odd to be walking into, like, I had never been to that part of Logan before. I don't know why.
Yeah, how'd you get in?
So it was just like, instead of going towards the terminals and the parking there, you take a little bit of a different exit, and it brings you over to like a back lot of the airport. So, and
now,
there's
did
a bunch
you use pre-check, or did you have to get scanned?
I didn't have to do anything. but you laugh, but when we walked up to the entrance of the event, there was a bunch of like state troopers, and there was security serious, obviously.
Yeah. Interesting place to hold an event. I mean, granted, they have all of your information pretty much.
I mean,
and
I think
they invited, they probably know who they were.
Well, JetBlue is a big sponsor of the Bruins, and it was cool because they literally had the Bruins JetBlue airplane in this hangar. And I don't know if you saw any videos from the event, but like the people, or like the models and the players, when they had the jerseys on and whatnot, would come out of the airplane, walk down the stairs, and walk onto the stage and kind of do their thing, and then cycle around. So. It was definitely a cool event. Like, I would say that they did it well, because it's not something like I never would have thought of that. You know, I never would have thought that that would have been the way that they would go about it. And it was cool. It was nicely done and had a good time. It was strange to be at a fashion show. Like, and what I mean is, like, it's not something that I would typically be at. And I didn't think that I would ever see myself at a front row of a fashion show. But it was cool to kind of see what that is like, I guess. It definitely makes
runways on runways, baby, you know? Yeah. Fashion shows at airports.
It makes you feel like Zoolander.
I turned left. Yeah. And the brand new third jersey for the Boston Bruins.
Yep. Yeah, the three models last night. Brandon Carlo in the home jersey. Milan Lucic, ever heard of him? He was in the away jersey.
Right, and in the top 100 players. Continue.
And then last but not least, Brad Marchand, which I feel like he was in the third jersey, but I feel like they dropped the ball on announcing him as captain in the most perfect way possible if he is going to be the captain, which I do want to talk about briefly here, because he didn't have a letter on the jersey.
Would you go a step further and say that maybe that was a sign in the opposite direction, or do we think that that just hasn't been determined yet?
This
or?
Is exactly why I wanted to talk about this, because it makes me think that there's a couple things. It's either one, they're undecided on who they're going to give it to still, which is not good because we're very close to the season. Or two, it's not going to him. I find it hard to believe that they would wait until like opening night to announce who the captain is. I mean, we're talking 2-3 weeks away from where we're at right now is when the season starts. So, I mean, they got to announce it soon if they're going to have a captain. And if they don't, I think we've said this before, if they don't for the 100 year, it's super odd.
Weird.
To have three A's out there would be a little bit strange for a 100-year-old team with so much history and multiple people on this team who deserve to be or could be the captain. It just seems stupid not to name someone.
No, yeah, pick one. Yeah. Yeah. Pick one. Everyone else get over it. Everyone else is probably going to get an A.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's ridiculous.
It just seems weird to me. Like, that would have, to me, he was the last one that came out with the third jersey on. It would have been the absolute perfect way to announce that he's the captain. Have him come out with that thing on and have everyone be like, oh my God, that's sick. But they didn't.
Damn, true.
Damn, so true, way. Dude. You wow. should have heard it. Everybody would have been like, oh, no way. That was so cool.
Did you like mention that to someone near you?
You know what's funny is, you
when,
know,
when Marshawn came out, you go, damn, dude, what would have been cool is if they let Marshawn come out with the C on if he was going to be the captain. He's like walking right in front of you.
It's funny you say that because sitting almost directly across from me, a little bit of an angle, but I was in the front row on one side of the stage and on the other side was Cam Neely.
I've shook his hand before. It's huge.
It's massive.
I met Cam Neely and a bunch of comedians I love in one night, including John Mulaney and Gary Goldman and Robert Kelly at Comics Come Home. And Cam Neely was the person I like shat my pants over. And I said, I'm a huge fan of your work. Fan of your work?
You mean like him punching the comedians people you or met? Scoring goals? Or
I like how you punch fans in New York. I like how you score goals. And I love the players you sign. Thank you.
Nice.
So just, total panic. Total panic.
Very
normal
interaction.
I met Bill Burr separately. Very, like, was able to talk to him. Just like, you know, athletes. I'm done. I just, like, I lose them. Ugh. Deer in headlights.
Yeah.
No, it's different on here, but, yeah.
That was one of my favorite parts about last night was watching. So as the model or the player would walk by, catching Cam Neely's reaction to whatever was going on the stage was great too.
You're like, watching him 50%, 40%,
50%,
60%,
not 50%, 60%. At least 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're checking in with everything that he's checking out.
I want to see what he is, what he's thinking of each look. You know what I'm saying? And at one point,
he's seen these.
He has, but at one point, they made a comment about him. You know, they were going through the different eras and they said, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So talking about the era that he was a part of, and they said, You ever heard of a guy named Cam Neely? And everyone kind of looks over at him, and he's blushing. I mean, the dude is literally blushing when the light goes on to him. Like, he didn't seem like he wanted to. I shouldn't say he didn't seem like he wanted to be there. It just seemed like he felt like he was out of his element, you know?
I don't think he likes the press part of it. I think he's solid in, like, a press conference kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's very candid. We've seen him so candid in the management box, you know, throughout, like, games and cutaways to them and stuff. And so it's just like, yeah, I don't think he, I don't know that he loves the light. I don't think Cam Neely's in this for being the face of an organization, though he very much is one of the faces of this organization.
Yep. Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was cool to
that's
see.
It's kind of fun. I like that.
Yeah. It's cool to see all the different merchandise that's going to be coming out. They're going to kind of roll all of it out over the season for different era nights and stuff like that. Seeing the stuff from like the late 90s, early 2000s that they're going to be putting out was pretty cool. They had some throwback merch to the All-Star game when it was here. So it was just cool because it was like you kind of relive a lot of the time that you liked as a kid, you know, like seeing the All-Star stuff and seeing the Thornton era stuff, like that it was cool. And I had a good time. I enjoyed it.
Joe or Sean?
Joe, but I mean, when they talk about 2011 too, it kind of all of those
both
faces,
are top 100. Yeah, both are top 100, baby.
That's true. Which we should talk about.
I'm just going to slip it in whenever I can.
That's fine.
PJ Stock, not top 100. That's my big problem. All right, we'll get into it later. All right.
Well, okay, so what did you think? I obviously, you've seen photos by now of the jerseys, and at first, we were a little bit skeptical. We were like, I don't know, we'll have to wait and see, and then we saw them.
I didn't love the mock-ups
yeah.
that you sent me, which weren't far off. I told you it felt like Wes Anderson-y, which I love Wes Anderson. I love the NHL, but I don't like blending the two, I found.
Yeah, yeah.
At least in that regard. But the details of these jerseys I'm liking a lot more than like the illustrated mock-ups I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your videos front row, you're, you know, right up there, but you really don't get it as well as you do. Like, I don't know if you guys, it's Sunday, if you guys saw our story, like how, you know, how much that is real gold, like very intense gold on yeah. there. I thought the away jerseys looked a lot cleaner, the whites, than they did again in the mock-up and in the story, because you were at the pro shop today.
Yep.
Picking up some swag.
Yeah, I had to go check the lead it out. Over here. I had to go check it out and see what was up and see what I could grab. And I mean, to be honest with you,
I like them all. I like them all. The logo. My biggest hang up is the spoke to be. Again, the gold adds to it, but I don't know. Thank God it's not the 09 Winter Classic B, but that spoke to be is just like it encapsulates the eras, and I do appreciate that. And I get that that's why it is the way that it is for the centennial, but it's not my favorite spoke to be.
Okay.
I like our classic one, man. I like our usual. And then I also thought it was interesting because they're all spoked bees, right? All three jerseys?
Yes.
I thought that was unique. I thought we'd have maybe a new take or one of the several takes we've had on the Boston over the top of the bear, like the side view of the bear. So I don't know. I feel like we've had a lot of that, and that is a throwback in its own sense, right? From Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, with the current B that they put on there right now, they did a mashup sort of the B that we've had on our jerseys the last handful of years,
right? Which
and
is, yeah,
the older
yeah,
version.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
yeah, I like and I respect that, but I was surprised to see that three times.
Yeah,
I thought alternate would be, you know, the Bruins have had some pretty awesome alternates over the years that have been pretty varying and. But, like, you know, have become, like, beloved and everything like that. I don't know. I just thought,
you know what,
maybe the third jersey would be more of an homage rather than, like, a brown color.
They said something that kind of blew my mind. And I either misheard it or it is true and it still blows my mind. That they said that the Bruins have the most jersey changes in all of sports. Which doesn't seem right to me. Like that, I know they've been around for 100 years, and yeah, that's true. But basketball has so many different jerseys. Baseball changes, has changed a bunch. Like, I just find it odd that they have the most jersey changes of all time in any sport.
Yeah,
but I mean, who am I to say? You know.
Yeah. It feels like minor tweaks, but I don't know. I'd love like the numbers behind that and who's in second place.
Yeah.
Like no, that random yeah.
And I'm curious what's going to happen. Like, so say next year when they go back to, these are a 1 year thing. Are they going to go right back to what we were wearing last year, or are they going to make all new jerseys again? Like, how is this going to go? I'm just curious. Like, this isn't the jersey addict in me. This is just like, what are they going to do? I would honestly not be upset if they didn't make all brand new jerseys, because then I don't have to buy a million more jerseys, but all know I will. So,
yeah, you have a problem. And this is actually, we're not putting this out as a podcast. This is your intervention.
Okay.
Why'd you get that Pasternak jersey today?
Look, man, I just...
You feel better?
I just needed to do this. I just needed to do it, you know? I mean, I don't really have a good explanation for you, but I just... You gotta believe me. I just needed to do this for me.
Yeah.
They say the first... What is it? The first step is admitting you have a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to admit. I'm just going to keep rolling on how I am and be broke as hell.
I was going to say, you're just going to live there. You're going to just stay at step one. Like, yeah, I got a problem.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I'm not even going to admit
you're not,
that.
Not even going to do step one. Not All right. Very cool, man. Very cool.
Hey, I heard an interesting thing last night, and I want to know what your thoughts are.
Okay.
Do you think that is a man or a woman inside Blades? Because Blades' dance moves are hot, I'll tell you that. Like, Blades was definitely, like, rocking last night and getting everyone into the event. He's got some moves. I will say, Blades has some moves. Do you think? What do we think here?
This is hard to ask me. I mean, you get Blades 41 plus nights out of the year.
It's true.
I don't see much of Blades.
Okay.
You know, it's waving with a kid. I would assume a male.
So that's what I mean. Like, do you think that every mascot is a male? This isn't me being like, I'm not trying to get you right here. I'm not trying to catch you.
I don't know. No, I kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have male and female ones. I think there's a lot of women who can do it, but I could see that, you know, not to get political or whatever. It's not political. It's just factual. I could just see that being a heavily male-dominated industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, very acrobatic men falling into it. And because you got to realize, like, some of these people make insane amounts of money.
Yeah.
The guy for the Denver Nuggets one. And you guys know me. I'm a massive league pass guy. I love watching in between timeouts. Like, I know more about NBA mascot. Every NBA mascot I know more about than I know Blades. Because even if I have, like, a hockey version, they don't stay in the arena, which is the best part about league pass. And if you don't pay for it, you should. And you should do the full version and enjoy the kiss cam in Utah. Just kidding. They don't do that. They're Mormons. But enjoy just the weird things that happen throughout the various stadiums.
NBA league pass, not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor at all. And they've been taking my money all summer despite no games being on, so I don't even know why I'm plugging
you
them.
You completely plugged
cancel in the summer.
Everybody download
cancel it. Don't be an idiot like me. Cancel it in the summer. Yeah. I've been paying $20 a month for nothing. Okay. The dude for the Denver Nuggets. I'm not kidding. I watch a lot of Denver games just because, like, it'll end up being kind of on later, you know, for me. Like, maybe started at 6 my time. And so, like, I'll be catching the end of those, and not to mention Denver's relevant, and I do like me some Jokic and some Jamal Murray. So I'll watch that, and there's always this point in the game where he's like a puma or like something. I don't know. He's like tiger or a lion or something. Nuggets mascot. He's just chucking behind the back, over his head, half-court shots.
So sick.
I've seen him. No, yeah, it's cool in theory, except, like, I've seen him make one in probably, like, literally 150 attempts. I've seen him make one. And that guy makes $600,000 a season.
It's insanity. The other reason
so
why
I can
I
see it being male dominant, like you talk about these dancers and the cheerleaders and like how poorly they're paying, now they get like minimum wage and things like this, and then it's like let's give the mascot $500,000. What are we doing?
Well, I will, why to that point? Like I went to Nashville for a game when the Bruins were out there 1 year, and their mascot is insane. Their mascot will come like flying like Tarzan off like a thing and land on a four-wheeler and like do donuts in the middle of the ice. Their mascot was on top of like, no joke, a 40-foot ladder for what appears to be no reason whatsoever. Just
and
to
I
be
bet
like
that
crazy.
That guy's getting like a teacher's salary.
But what I'm saying is like I'm assuming that it's a male because there's no woman that's dumb enough to do some crazy stuff like that to be on a 40-foot ladder.
That's a guy that was like, I used to make my own Jackass videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, great. Do you think you could do it in a costume? And he's like, I did that in my Jackass video.
Yeah.
And he got hired.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, but like, you know.
Spoiler alert, it's Steve-O.
Shout out to the Nashville Predators mascot, Steve-O. Yeah, I love that we're getting into mascots here. I really do, because it's just, it's so crazy to me. And like, just two of my favorite, just two things to note. The Celtics just have a guy.
A guy, yep.
Lucky's just a guy, which is like wild to me. And like, I've seen like only like a couple Luckies in my lifetime. Like the guy who seems to do that seems to like hold on to that job. But there was one guy for like a long, long time.
Yeah.
Like most of our, I don't want to say life, but most of our giving a shit about sports because we're old enough to understand it.
Yeah.
Was the like this one guy. And like that, I think is so much more pressure. Like, because I think there's an element of like getting lost behind it. So shout out to us. I think we're the only NBA team that has a legitimate guy as the mascot. Like, you've got colleges that have like animals and all this other stuff, but that's weird. And then I want to shout out the Phoenix Suns mascot, which if you haven't seen him, do yourself a favor and Google him. But if you want to use your imagination, just imagine the worst gorilla costume that you can buy at Party City that was probably purchased 20 years ago. Slap that on a guy and put a Suns jersey on top of it. But not a real jersey. Some weird shirt hockey fusion shiny jersey that's not really affiliated with the team. It's just his. Chef's kiss. NBA can't figure out mascots. It's the most phoned in industry in the world. Douglas Fir, the new secondary mascot for the Portland Trailblazers. They already have one. And then they're like, we're going to get this guy who looks like the Bounty Quicker Picker Upper guy in crank yanker form. And the Douglas Fir, that is the new him. And then the Clippers, if you want to have nightmares, Chuck the Condor. Why is it a condor? Who knows? One of the most hideous mascots ever. I love it. The mascot industry is so fascinating to me. But yes, I do think it's male dominated, and I would be surprised if a lady was in there. I wouldn't go so far as to say that there's zero women in any mascot in the NHL, in the NBA. But if that was the case, I cannot say I'd be surprised either.
We're going to do an entire episode on mascots at some point for sure, because they're fascinating. There's some creepy ones.
That's when we get video rocking.
Yeah.
Because we got to be able to bring them up. But do yourself a favor and look those up.
I will say, to wrap up this topic, is that was the greatest part of the NHL All-Star Weekend when I was in Florida last year. The mascot game was the highlight of the entire event, which is pretty sad when you have players like Ovechkin and McDavid and all these guys who are like superstars.
You enjoyed the rest of the weekend.
Of course I
right?
did, but that was by far the best part.
Right. But I think that just speaks greater. I don't think that's sad.
It was just fun.
Like, I think All-Star games are kind of what they are. And like that's a fun idea.
I do want to say that I'm very glad. Like, you couldn't. Of course, you could pay me to go to Toronto this year to go to the All-Star game. But like, that is not where I want to go to an All-Star game. Florida is like the most perfect place for an All-Star game. Nashville would be sick. Like, I don't want to go to Toronto for that. That's probably why it hasn't come back to Boston for a long time. It's like not a lot of people want to come here for an All-Star game. I think it has to be in one of those
Boston destination places.
Boston
in February is a nightmare.
Yeah. So, like, do it in Vegas all the time or do it in Florida or whatever. Like, those are the places that I want to go and have fun at because I get to escape the freezing cold and go to a place that's, like, somewhat nice weather and enjoy. And, like, when it's February in Boston, I'll take 60 degrees over what we have, you know? Like,
right.
It's just, it seems like there's so many good places that you could do it. And I know that it's probably, they just want to move it around and get it to places that, so that, you know, home fans can be able to go out and support. And Toronto's obviously going to do very well, a huge hockey town or city, I should say. And it's going to be great. And I'm sure that like Drake and Justin Bieber will be there or whatever, but that's not where I, as a fan, would want to go ideally to an All-Star game. But
I get that.
I'm looking forward to going back at some point. I know a lot of people don't enjoy the event, but I had a great time. And like I said, if they do a mascot game every time, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. Why the heck not?
Yep. I guess the Irishman, would agree.
I don't know. I just think Florida was just, it's perfect.
Yeah,
but
it was
obviously
great.
I mean, you know, it is the time to celebrate the sport, so you have to put it in cold cities. Because it's further north, Toronto makes more sense than Boston. No, Boston, I love the city. It's my favorite city in the world. It sucks in February.
Yeah.
It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
It's not even like fun snow. It's like, no, it's like the snow's black because it's just, and then like maybe we'll get a light powder on it.
Yeah.
To like make it a little nicer, but it's just like ice bricks everywhere. And maybe you can't really see over sidewalks.
Don't you miss living out here?
There's like cobblestone. Yeah, man. I miss winter. I had to retire from it because of an injury. But yeah, I really miss it.
The only injuries you're getting now are like electric scooter injuries. No more snow injuries.
That was once. And that was not. I really hate when people bring that up. People say, oh, you fell once. You hurt yourself. Yeah, because I was being an asshole. And so I hit the brakes really hard to make a skid,
yeah.
But it was nighttime and I didn't notice an oil slick, and then I partially tore my MCL. That's not the same as going ass over tea kettle because I hit a bump and chipping my teeth.
Oh, it'll happen. Don't you worry, it'll happen.
I almost knocked on wood for you saying it'll happen, and I think that would just make it happen, so no.
Yes,
yeah, get out of here. I ride to and from crypto.
I cannot wait.
A guy at the crypt.
I cannot wait for that ride this year. I look forward to
ride. Bro, we're coming up on
we are
34 days out.
We're a month away. Yep.
Yeah. Let's go.
Very excited.
Going to San Jose. I'm taking the whole week off from work. It's gonna be a vacation.
God, this sounds like it's going to be a blast.
We got to the unfortunate part is I do wish it's 3 games in 4 days.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. I've never done that. You've probably never necessarily done that, right?
Oh no, I've definitely done that.
They don't play at home that often, do they?
We have. We definitely have. I mean, it's not often.
3 out of
4
days getting a home game? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've done that. Yeah. I've never done that. But it'll be cool to get the little tour going. But I do wish it was 3 games in 5 days. Get that Sunday off.
I agree with you. But
also Anaheim on a Sunday. I also wish that one year the Kings game would be second.
Yeah, so
because
to...
it's just like we love the Kings games. Love being at the Crypt. We love it. We love it. We love it. Let's go reward this with a encore in Anaheim. No,
yeah,
it's the worst. it's such a wet blanket. It sucks.
I mean, you are known to have a hatred for Anaheim. I actually find
I'm
on vacation when I'm out there. Not it's not my home.
I'm going to fight someone this year.
no, I can't wait.
Someone lost a finger in Arizona. We'll wait till you see what happens in Anaheim.
Ooh.
Sorry.
We have it on record, people. Watch your digits.
I'm threatening a nameless Anaheim man. His finger.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good trip. It's going to be fun. It's funny that we're like, oh, man, it's three games and four nights or whatever. It's going to be a lot. As if we're playing these games. As if we're going to be out there.
No.
Like, think about the guys that are playing these games, and you're like, wow, they have to play three games in four nights.
For me, I feel like I'm going on a tour. Because I'm going up and I'm seeing Joyce Manor and Tiger's Jaw at the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo the night before. Going to crash there. Then waking up and driving to San Jose from there. Watching that game. Then we have a day to get back. And then we got the Kings game Saturday night, man. It feels, it feels like I'm playing. I should do shows while I'm on the road.
You should.
Yeah. Sully will do them.
Oh, God. Don't even.
It feels like work. I don't know. I'm excited for it, though.
Yeah, it'll be a lot, but it'll be worth it. It'll be a real good time. If anyone's going to those games, shoot us a DM. Let us know. We want to hang out with you.
Anyone hearing clapping and cheering in the background, my roommate is excited because the Giants are crawling back against the Cardinals right now.
Oh, my God.
So, if that bleeds in, just know it's a happy G-man in the other room.
So, before we wrap up this episode, I want to get a little bit of your thoughts on the 100 list. We kind of threw a couple of names in there, but any of those that you were not expecting, any of those that you maybe called ahead of time?
Oh, someone like Mark Recchi. No, I mean, dude, like as expected, like I'm not going to pretend like I know the history of the Bruins and every single player. There was a substantial amount of names on there that I did not know.
Yeah.
Like 20, maybe. I don't know. I didn't really pour over it. I kind of more like glanced through it, and they put it. I love that we talked about this off the air. I love that they put it like without numbers.
That was
like
the best way they could have done it. Alphabetical order.
Absolutely. It saves us debating anything ever. It actually puts the whole thing to bed and it's over. It's just like a couple names that I could see and like were surprising to me. Recchi's kind of surprising, but not. And so there, what the Recchi thing shows and illustrates is that they were, you know, obviously very much favoring championships. But you know, those late 90s, like pretty much every guy I thought should be highlighted from that era was on there. Sergei Samsonov, Jason Allison, Glenn Murray, and obviously Jumbo Joe. I didn't have any problems with it. I would have liked to see PJ on there. I think if PJ was obviously if there was a cup team, I think PJ would have been on there. But like to me, PJ and Sean Thornton are similar. Like PJ kind of crawled. So crawled and walked. So Sean could run, and you can fight me on that. I don't give a shit. And like, obviously there's many, many people before that. I liked it. I liked the list. Nothing really bugged me. I don't know. It was fine. So, PJ Stocks, the admission that upset is the only admission that upsets me. But again, there's just eras and eras and cups. There's cups. There's cup teams. I don't know. You know, like I don't know the third best guy on some of those cup teams from way before, like when my dad was born or some shit, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far into the list, but I do want to ask your opinion on something. Like, you know, you see Mark Recchi gets on there; he's a legend of the NHL. Well, you know, we're not necessarily talking about just the Bruins here. He's a legend, you know. So he's won multiple.
If
cups.
Mark Recchi's on that list and we never win, I'd hate that he's on that list.
Well, so then that's what kind of threw me off a little bit. You know, you see a guy like Phil Kessel's on the list, but then you see a guy like Mark Recchi who won the cup here, who was another one
I was kind of kidding about.
Yeah.
There's a couple, but and Phil didn't win. That Phil's an annoying one.
How do you feel about Recchi making that list? Yes, he was a big part of us winning the cup that year, but a guy like Sagan not making the list. I don't think he made it, right? I'm pretty sure that he...
I don't think he did. I think it would be weird if he did. I also think the organization recognizing him like that would almost be weird for how Chiarelli dismissed him. And granted, that's not a Bruins thing any longer, although it kind of is because Neely was still a part of that. That'd be a weird one. That'd be a real...
I don't know. I just
feel
like
strange one. I think he belongs on there. But that's one that I think like personal shit came into play.
Yeah. I just felt like, you know, he did more than just the 2011 year for, you know, as a Bruin. He kind of came into his own as becoming a star player before going to Dallas on the Bruins, you know. So that just felt like a guy who was I'm sure that he was like a guy that was on the line of whether they were going to put him on the list or not. But again, we talked about this too. That's so many people. It's so many players that you're going to have to leave players off. There are players that you may not be able to put on that should be on there. But it's such a hard thing to have to decide on.
Yeah, it really is.
So, I don't know. That was one I was like, oh, it's a little bit surprising to me. Like, I don't know who I would have taken off instead, but it's just, you know, I'm kind of picking up people who I thought, Krug being on the top 100 or the 100 best Bruins, like, that seemed
if
like...
If you're going to put Krug and not Sagan, that sucks.
It just
seems
weird, you know? Like, I love Torrey Krug. We both do. He was a great Bruin.
This is a lack of inclusion, not arguing Krug should be off it. Yeah.
Right. But, I don't know.
The Tyler thing feels personal, man. It really does. I think Tyler is, I mean, granted, Torrey stuck around and had another cup run with us or a couple more. I don't know. We're clearly favoring wins. Tyler Sagan was as important to this franchise, if not more, than Mark Recchi. And I think that's just a fact.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool to see. I'm the way that they unveiled it was cool with the portraits and all of that. That was pretty sweet.
That was cool. Yeah.
But I just, it's impossible, you know? And then they're about to put out a list of the all-time team or something like that. So they're going to pick a player for every position.
Right. And you took a stab at this.
I did, and it was so hard. You know, I think I'm going to redo my list and try to do players I'm going to do a list of my favorites, right? Not necessarily who I think are the best. I'll do one that's all of my favorite team, and then that'll be kind of a cool thing to do. It'll be like an all-star team of my favorite guys.
I love it.
So, but yeah.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be such a fun 100 year, all these events that are going on and all the different stuff that's coming out, seeing some hopefully old faces come back to do some, maybe not events, but like dropping the puck on a bunch of games. You know, that'll be really cool to see. So I can't wait. I'm really excited. Also, seeing Luch last night and seeing the other guys, like, it made it even more exciting to get back into the season. We're coming up here really quick. So I'm just hyped. Like, you know, with preseason starting next weekend, it's something to look forward to. I'm going to go watch the Patriots tonight and see how that goes. But, you know, this is, like, probably my favorite time of the year, where we start getting into the fall. Technically still have baseball going on, football, hockey, basketball is all starting up. Like, this is the best if you're a sports fan of any team, because you got all of them coming around at the same time. So I'm looking forward to it.
Prediction for the Pats tonight?
All I know is Tua's 5-0 against the Pats. So as long as they can stop him from going off like he did last week, and Tyreek Hill obviously is a beast too. So those are the two players I think they got to slow down. And if they can do that, I think that it's possible. Mac Jones, like, love him or hate him or whatever you want to say, he had a great game last week. He kind of came into his own the second half. So I think if they can continue on that, then this team could actually do some damage.
Yeah, I agree. Shout out to the Jets. Everyone knows why. No need to get into it. Shout out to the end of Chain Bloom. Very happy about that. Very confused about that. I felt like he was a perfect journeyman for this trash ownership that doesn't want to pay the luxury tax despite being in the same division as the Yankees and winning when they do pay. Like to think Mookie Betts returning to Boston had a hand in it, and that gives me some sort of Echo Park justice over here.
That sounds like a terrible punk band. Echo Park Justice.
Echo Park Justice. Yeah. Well, Well, we do shows, so
what? Yeah, so we're playing at Ralph's on Thursday night, actually. So if you guys want to come by, it's a free show, but donations are definitely recommended at the merch table.
Come on down to Ralph's, dude. I only gotta sell 20 more tickets, and I can headline at Ralph's.
Oh man.
Good Lord.
One last thought here. Give me a percentage, a thought of what is the percentage you think of Ohtani coming to Boston?
So Shohei Ohtani infamously and openly wants to be close to flying home to Japan.
Yes.
Boston's probably the furthest team in Major League Baseball from flying to Japan. That's probably the furthest flight. He loves being able to go home if he needs to. Loves it. Obviously, that wouldn't happen midseason, but he wants to be close to home. He has said this many, many times. The report I read said that the Red Sox are now in talks to get Shohei Ohtani because of how close he is with the CEO of New Balance.
Yep.
I'm going to think he favors home over the CEO of New Balance.
But, we'll see.
But yeah. My percentage is 7%.
Okay.
7% chance.
I just want to have it on record, that's all, in case it does happen.
I'd love to be wrong. I think that'd be really cool. It'd be cool to have the new Babe Ruth as the team that gave away the original Babe Ruth and maybe to do something with it. It would feel like some sort of justice, but it would also feel like it would have to be the end of the Red Sox. Like, once we win a World Series with Shohei, we have to close the book. And that was the team.
My baseball friends are hoping and also predicting Seattle.
Yeah, again, close, you know, Ichiro. I'd put my money. I'd split. If I was going to bet on it, I'd split my money between them and the Dodgers.
Yeah. God, I hope for your sake he does go to the Dodgers, but I also don't want him to do that.
I don't.
That's true. The prices will go up.
Tickets have already gone up, and it's been really annoying.
Yeah.
I really don't. I am ashamed at how much I didn't go see him in Anaheim. I could have sat 11 rows back at a Yankees Shohei game where he's pitching for $9.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have done that.
No one cares there.
You could have saw Trout.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen. Like, that guy just doesn't play.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed at myself for that. And then when he tore the UCL, that was annoying. And then he's like, I'm going to keep hitting because he's Iron Man. And now he's done, and he's not going to play in Anaheim ever again. It's really the stupidest team in sports.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The two, and this just like rings so much truer now than it did in April, but we were saying in April, the two key components, the two biggest guys in the World Baseball Classic, the Olympics of baseball, because no actual players play in the Olympics, like the World Cup of it, World Baseball Classic, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, same roster. Not a damn chance in hell of making the playoffs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe how hard of a bag they fumbled. They never got a pitching staff outside of him. They acted like they wanted to spend, but they don't. It's Disney-owned. It's a Disney-owned franchise. It's ridiculous. It's disturbing what they just did. And I'm going to be sick over the fact that I didn't take a 45-minute ride down the road to go and see him play for under 20 bucks, very close, a bunch of times. I did it a handful, but I should have done it. Countless, like, I should have went to like at least 10 Shohei Ohtani games, and like at least 5 of them where he was pitching.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty bummed about that. And yeah, again, like, great. I am a Dodgers fan. I live in the neighborhood. I love the Dodgers. The Red Sox sent all my favorite players to the Dodgers. So screw you guys if you got a fucking problem with that. I was still there in 2018 wearing a Red Sox jersey. I'll be there in a Red Sox jersey anytime the Red Sox are up against them. But I like the Dodgers. I love going to Dodgers games. I can walk to the games. I do not want Shohei Ohtani prices there. I don't. I think they can win without him, too. I don't need him to be that good. I don't know. But I'll take it. And maybe it won't go up because, again, Los Angeles doesn't care. They don't. They don't give a shit. Until the playoffs. And then forget it. I'm not going to a playoff game. That's for sure.
Well, it's a good thing we're not a baseball podcast.
I know. That's how much I hated Shane Bloom. Brought it up on my hockey and basketball pod.
Yep. I love it.
Got a Pats score for me tonight while we're on sports we don't cover?
28-21. I'm going round numbers.
28-21 Pats?
Yep.
It's a nice win.
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be pretty. I think it's going to be a shootout. I do think Mac Jones can get some points on the board. And I know Miami can, man. Good Lord. That Chargers game was nuts. 457 yards passing. Unbelievable.
I'm excited to watch the game tonight. I really am. It's going to be...
Me too.
It should be a good one. So...
Fun week two. Week one, I thought, kind of sucked across the board. Pats were one of the better games. Interestingly enough, I was pretty happy with how they handled that game. I did not expect to beat Philly, and I didn't expect us to be that good against Philly. So I'm very excited for what's to come tonight. It's a much more fun. So far, it's been a great week, too. I've really enjoyed all the games. And I'm hitting some parlays, baby. We're hitting touchdown parlays over here. Ramondre Stevenson getting in the end zone tonight?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Let's go. He's due.
Yeah.
Kind of like Zeke.
I'd like to see Zeke get one too, but we'll see.
All right. And then just to say it, because I don't think we said a damn thing about it, Boston Celtics. That's all I got.
That's how we leave it off then.
See ya. Stretched?